Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking politics with Blois Olson, 621 is our time. 70 degrees. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, David Lee.
Anything new out of the DHS today, do you think?
Yes, overnight we learned that Stacey Weeks, who's the chief of staff over at DHS, submitted her resignation yesterday. Her last day will be next Wednesday. She talks about kind of just needing some time to step away from it. So it seems like the turmoil over there is pretty deep and has been going for quite some time. Yesterday, Tim Walz said that there is, quote, no scandal. But I think Republicans will continue to dig, and the public and the media will look for more answers on just what was going on, what the internal dynamics were that has caused four people to resign in the last week.
Blois, certainly everybody knows about the United States House voting to condemn the president's tweets. What's the reaction of the Minnesota delegation?
The votes were along partisan lines. Republicans voted against the resolution. Democrats voted for it, including Colin Peterson, who people are watching very closely because he's in a district that that the president is popular in, up in the 7th Congressional District. And many people have thought that maybe Peterson wouldn't run again, but he raised a significant amount of money during the last cycle. All signs are that he will run again. But he and Pete Stauber have both said, you know, we got to stop with these distractions and get on with the people's work. And I think that's going to become more the tone of many of the members of Congress here over the next couple weeks.
Anything off of your memory bank there, Blois, anything similar to this in Minnesota political history?
Not where comments created attacks or allegations created kind of this fervor. I mean, there's been behavior from shoplifting to misconduct that has caused people to be condemned by resolution or by an ethics committee. But, you know, I kept my line yesterday was, I keep thinking we've reached peak chaos, and then I wake up the next day and we've inched it up a little further. And let's remember, we have 16 months until the 2020 election. So I think it is going to be a very, very volatile roller coaster over the next few months.
When does Representative Omar come home and hold a town meeting?
Tomorrow. She's going to hold a town hall meeting at the Sabanthony Community Center. It's going to be on Medicare for All. She's going to have another representative with her, as well as some local representatives like Aaron Murphy. And it'll be interesting to see, A, how big the crowd is, and B, if local press have much access to her to ask her questions about anything else other than Medicare for All.
Access to her seems to be limited.
You know, it's really interesting. She's doing news conferences in D.C. on a weekly basis.
Yep.
Locally, there hasn't been a lot of access to her interviews, sit-downs, things like that. We do have a request to get her on the podcast. They've said they're open to the idea. So I think stay tuned. But I do think you could have a situation where there might be cameras or reporters kind of chasing her a little at that town hall meeting.
So what are the chances that she'll have some competition in the next race? I was reading about that yesterday a little bit.
You know, there is some buzz about it. The biggest name that people keep floating is Al Franken, that he would make a comeback and maybe run against her. I think it's highly unlikely. I think there's many people behind the scenes, Democrats, that would like to see somebody else run. But, you know, she's got almost $1 million in the bank, and she's got a very passionate following. And so I think if somebody got into that race, it'll still be a couple months away.
Is Dan Freehan going to run against Jim Hagedorn again next time around?
That's what the reports are out of the DFL picnic circuit in the 1st Congressional District. And yesterday, Hagedorn announced that he would no longer allow members of Indivisible Minnesota, which is a DFL-aligned movement, he would no longer allow them to meet with his staff. He says they're wasting his staff time. They're purposefully distracting them. And so that means he said certain constituents can't, you know, meet with folks in his office. I think this will be the latest flare up in that race. But that would immediately, I think, move to probably a top 15 race in the country. And it's the first place, the first district would be the first place we have a potential race, because in neither Democrat or Republican seats do we have serious challengers in most of the races.
Driving downtown here last night, Blois, was just frustrating for everybody from, I think, pretty much every angle. And now we're hearing about the city of Minneapolis and Metro Transit, and we talked a bit about this yesterday, and plans to bring bus lanes to some busy corridors. What's happening there?
They passed it out of committee yesterday and announced that they're going to do it with Met Council. The city of Minneapolis and Met Council have teamed up. They're getting some money from one of the Bloomberg Climate Initiatives, and they are going to make bus-only lanes prevalent on the Hennepin Corridor from Franklin to Lake Street, so right through Uptown, on Lyndale as well, and then on Chicago. So I think it's going to be like one bus lane in each of those corridors, so cars will still be allowed to move through the corridor. But by all accounts, they didn't talk to any residents or businesses along those corridors. And so I'm wondering what kind of blowback we'll get. And as you know, at busy times, which is when they want these bus lanes in most operation, those are very jam-packed and crowded corridors.
We have so much to talk about. Maybe tomorrow I can ask you about CNN. I see they're going to do a drawing for the Democratic debate here at the end of the month, Blois, but they're going to do it like a sports thing. So they're going to have a night where they do the drawing before the debate. What do you think of that?
I think that any hype that cable news can add to the presidential race is
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.